Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. On Wednesday night, Donald Trump was at an event celebrating his company Truth Social going public. Incidentally, Truth Social has lost 27.75% of its value in the last 5 days, but that's not the point of this video. And he was welcoming influencers and investors at his Mar-a-Lago home. They stood around the pool and celebrated each other. And then Donald Trump started on some very weird speech where, once again, he brought up one of his favourite mob bosses of all time, Al Capone, and then falsely claimed that Alphonse Capone had more indictments than Donald Trump. I mean, this is probably the weirdest thing you can expect from the disgraced former president, the fact that he would find somebody as pitiful as Al Capone to compare himself to and then get the facts wrong about who had had more indictments.
And before I became well known as somebody that was indicted more than Alphonse Capone, the legendary Alphonse Capone, you know, Al Capone, if he took somebody to dinner and he didn't like them, he'd kill them. If somebody looked at him the wrong way, he would kill them. He once had a date, a very lovely young lady, and the man next to him tried to pick her up. Guess what happened to him? It wasn't good. Scarface, they call him.
And for some reason, Trump seems to revel in the idea that Al Capone would just kill people because he didn't like the way they looked at him. I mean, this is not just weird and completely inappropriate for a former leader of the free world.
It was not good to go after Alphonse Capone's girlfriend. I'll teach that to these guys. Prince, just you don't want to do that, but it was not a good situation.
This just goes to further prove Donald Trump's weird obsession with dictators and with criminals, but also his insecurity and the fact that he needs to, because of this malignant narcissism, elevate himself in some way. It also goes another way to confirm how much he looks up to the mafia, to mob bosses. He's always seen himself and the Trump family, in my opinion, as a mob family. They use mob phrases all the time, the way they threaten people, the way they kind of give the impression that it's an eye for an eye and all that kind of stuff kind of comes straight out of the Italian mafiosa. I mean, he would like to be as honourable as a mafia family. I don't think he really comes close. And then he also said that it was good that his indictments made his poll numbers go up. So the more indictments he gets, the more popular he becomes, or at least that's what he was trying to project.
He got indicted less than I did, Alphonse. I got indicted 4 times. He only got indicted 2 times. Now, the good news is our poll numbers went through the roof. The bad news is I have to deal with these maniacs. They're maniacs.
This whole thing to watch is so very strange, but it's not an unfamiliar sequence for Donald Trump. He often defaults to talking about Al Capone. Maybe he's watches documentaries or, you know, looks at picture books with big writing or something to try to educate himself. But, you know, let's be clear. Capone was a gangster who oversaw multiple criminal operations and was declared public enemy number one. I mean, why would you use this person as an example? It's very odd. Talking him up all the time, the great Al Capone, celebrating the fact that this guy was a danger to American society. It's concerning that the Republican nominee for president compares himself to an organized crime boss. And you know, we need to think very carefully about what we are putting ourselves in danger of, because this is Trump before he's president. You know, he has no power right now. But you don't want to give a guy like this power where his modus operandi will be retribution and going after people that have wronged him. That, I fear, will form a significant part of a future Trump presidency.
If somebody looked at him the wrong way, he would kill them.
I'm Anthony Davis. You can hear me every day on the 5-Minute News podcast. You can catch me co-hosting Uncovered every Wednesday and on Sundays on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.